by my words are in Greek, not Hebrew, Theophilus. Cicero says that it is against ancient Sibylline prophecies for Romans to help Father reclaim his throne. Thus, for now, we must remain in Italy. I do not understand. In the meantime, the seaside villa of Atticus comforts me. Someone is tapping on my door. My candle is lit to make wax for my seal. No, it is I, dear friends, your Cleopatra, who writes this in my own hand.
Cleopatra seems pretty low again. She's really disappointed that Cicero doesn't want to help her and her father, and she's afraid that Cicero will succeed in convincing the Romans to take over Egypt. She's also frustrated. The ships and soldiers are finally ready to sail, but politics are holding things up. Still, my guess is that somehow, in spite of Cicero, Cleopatra and her father will leave, and they'll get the help of the Roman soldiers. What do you think? Let's keep reading and see. Continue on page 151, where it says, Scroll 12.